Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, if you're single, struggling to resist sexual temptation and wondering what to do, you're not the first. In fact, that's an issue Christians faced in the first century and wrote to the Apostle Paul for help. His answer to their dilemma includes a phrase you've probably heard before, "Better to marry," he says, "than to burn with passion." John, would you talk about that phrase and the application for Christian singles today?
The Corinthian believers, along with all the other believers in the ancient world, were facing a lot of decisions that had to be made. They came to Christ. Perhaps they were married to an unconverted husband. Do they then divorce the husband and find a Christian and marry the Christian? If they're single, should they be totally devoted to Christ and never marry? Would that be the best priority? Paul faces all those issues when he writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and there are lots of things that he talks about. But at the very beginning, he makes it crystal clear that if you're thinking about being single and you're burning up with passion, probably you ought to think about being married, right? There's no virtue in saying, "I'm going to be single for the cause of Christ," and then burning with passion. If you want an illustration of that, look at the Catholic priesthood and look what happens when you have men with normal passion who can't get married. And you have an explanation for the horrendous sexual abuse that has gone on through the centuries in that kind of system. Marriage is the grace of life. It is God's gift. A pastor can't even be a pastor unless he's the husband of one wife and manages his household well. This is good advice. More than that, this is faithful to protect us from sin.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from 1 Corinthians or to ask your question, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.